Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy, made for hardworking people. And Michael joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Michael, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, great
Thank
having you on. We really appreciate it very much. We're talking to you the morning after Drew Brees set the all-time touchdown record, which Tom Brady might break on Sunday. Who knows? But we were debating about an hour ago. When you talk about the greatest quarterbacks of all time, it seems like Drew Brees is left out of the conversation, even though his stats are unbelievable. Do you see that, and why do you think that is?
You know, I don't know. I mean, oftentimes, you know, we say it's about winning. I mean, look, Joe Namath's stats, you know, certainly you wonder how he got in the Hall of Fame with his stats, but he won. And I think winning is what matters most. And Drew has won. He's won one Super Bowl, maybe not enough, but, you know, his numbers are remarkable. I mean, he is last night, you know, with the way he played last night against a team that, you know, it's hard to play zone against Drew Brees and think you're going to come out alive. And he didn't let him come out alive at all.
And I can't think of another player who is as universally loved as Drew Brees. Nobody says anything bad about him. People always, you know, will take shots at Brady or Manning or others over the careers. Brees seems basically, he's like Teflon.
Yeah, he is. And, I mean, he's done a remarkable job. And, you know, the way history's written, it's so strange. If Nick Saban, when he was at the Miami Dolphins, he really wanted Drew Brees, and the team doctors in Miami failed him on the physical, said he'll never play with a bad shoulder. And that's one of the reasons why Nick Saban is the head coach at the University of Alabama.
Obviously, Michael, we're dealing with another disappointing Lions season here in Detroit. I know you were on with our afternoon guy, Mike Valeni, about a month or so ago and analyzed the situation. Tempers are flaring. People are tired of Bob Quinn, tired of Matt Patricia. What say you? Do these guys deserve another year, or would you look to make a change if you were the Ford family?
Well, I think it really comes down to the conversations that have been ongoing in the last 2 years. I mean, you know, when Matt was there, Matt was brought in, you know, and I think Bob specifically talked about it. You know, we're not a 9-7 franchise. We need something better. We need something greater. And obviously that hasn't transposed itself. So I think the conversations have to be, are we rebuilding, or is just one of those years where we just didn't get it done? I think everything about NFL teams are about the expectations. Like, where do you think you are this year, and where do you think you're going? And I think the Ford family has to address that. And they feel like, is this going in the right direction? Do we have the right foundation? The one thing I've known, and I said this on the show, and I'm not sure Mike agreed with me, but I think the Ford family has been one of the great owners in the National Football League. They've been overly patient. They've been able to, they've waited for a long time. They probably have done a poor job of assessing who they should put in charge of their team, you know, but they've given them way too much time when they do that. You know, you can go back to Tom Lawan and Mayhew before, and then, you know, Matt, who would admit it. I mean, there's certain areas where they've waited a long time. And I think that's where they have to make the decision. Are they going down the right road? Is the foundation built? Or do they feel like this isn't what we really wanted to do?
I don't think they have a foundation, because the roster, you could argue, we have, is not as good now as it was when Bob Quinn took over. And that to me, and I know they wouldn't, I don't think they would fire one without the other. I think if you're going to put anybody culpable for this mess, I think it's more Bob Quinn, because of what they have here, which is really not much. It's Stafford and Slay and a couple others, and those guys, Stafford and Slay, were here before he got here.
No doubt. And I said it this summer, you know, I do a show on VSiN, Stats and Information Network, every weekend from the Borgata, and this summer I was in Vegas, and I thought the Lions for the under was an easy play. I think that the line was 6, 6.5, something like that. I said that in the summer. I don't disagree with you. I don't think their talent base is very good. I think that's a concern. I mean, you know, they have a great quarterback, you know, and you know, yeah, they were counting Kerwin Johnson. But, I mean, nobody can use injuries as an excuse for not winning. You just can't, especially those two guys who were brought up in a system that you're trained to not use injuries as an excuse.
We're talking to Michael Lombardi here, our NFL insider here on 97.1 The Ticket. You can follow him on Twitter at MLombardiNFL. It seems like if Quinn had his way, he would have brought Patricia in year one. We get the sense that he was probably told, no, you're going to stick with Jim Caldwell for a couple of years. They fired Caldwell, like you mentioned, 9-7. In your view, and you've been a GM, are they almost connected at the hip? I mean, do you have to bring in one and the other at the same time? Because it seems like the Lions have staggered it, and as a result, it's hard to judge each guy. Because Quinn has been here 4 years, but it's almost like he's only been here for two, because it's only been two with this guy, Patricia.
And he was drafting guys for Caldwell in that defense, as opposed to what he did.
He was drafting guys based on the system that was the only system he knows, which is the one in New England. I think we all have to be adaptable in our jobs, right? You know, we don't come in and say, well, I'm going to be here for 2 years, but then I'm going to get a reprieve for four more because, I you're paid to come in and build a team. You're a team builder. And we all have to be adaptable to the situation at hand. Now, look, I will frankly say this easily. I'm a way better personnel man when I'm Bill Belichick's my head coach than I was when someone else is my head coach. That's a fact, right? And so I know what I'm building. But when you're the GM and you come over and you've gotten the blessing of Ernie Accorsi to the Firestone family, to the Ford family, you've gotten that blessing, and you're coming in here, and you're the king of all kings. You got to put in your program. You got to pick the players you want, not for today, not for Caldwell, but for the tapestry of the organization. I mean, those players are symbolic of who you are as a personnel man, and then you've got to work around it. And I think that the challenge is for Bob is that that one of the keys to New England's success is player development. They do a tremendous job of player development. They do a tremendous job of taking players from other teams, Kyle Van Noy, and making them into a good player, right? Now, Bob traded Kyle Van Noy away. It wasn't, he traded him to the Patriots, gave him to the Patriots. He's been one of the cornerstone players for the team. So I think you can't come into any team as a GM today and say, well, I need my players. You've got to figure out what your players can do and work around it.
Having worked in the Patriot organization, I don't know how close you were with Quinn and Patricia. Are you surprised at the lack of success, or do you just think it needs more time?
Well, I mean, I was with Matt for 2 years. I was with Bob. Bob was there for 2 years. I think in the NFL, you're always surprised when things don't get turned around because it is a backloaded system, right? You get a lot of high. If you lose, you get high draft picks. You get it. And everybody tells you, and I mean, it's common, if you don't have a quarterback, you can't win. Well, they have a quarterback. Now, this year they don't because of the injuries. But I always was concerned. I said it this summer, for me, I didn't understand why they weren't addressing the backup quarterback position. It's not that I was predicting that Matthew was going to have a bad back. I was worried about Matthew and his wife dealing with her sickness and her illness and him having the right frame of mind to come to work every day. I was really worried about that. I said this on the air, if I was the GM of the Lions, the number one thing I would have done all year would be to have a backup quarterback, because I was concerned him coming to work and being able to focus and concentrate when the love of his life is really in danger. And I think that's really where I think they misstepped. And then they never really addressed it. They went through the Tom Savages and the Johnsons and the, these guys that you knew couldn't really play that they were going through. And I think that to me, that was the number one area that I would say, really, they let the team down. Your job as a general manager is to be able to see the problems before they happen.
Hey, Michael Lombardi with us. I've been a fan of yours for a while. I've listened to you a lot with Bill Simmons over the years on ESPN and The Ringer. And I've always gotten the sense, and if I'm wrong about this, I apologize, that you were kind of a Jim Schwartz guy. Do you have a theory why this guy has never gotten another head coaching job in the NFL?
I'm a huge Jim Schwartz guy. I mean, I make no apologies for it either. I think Jim's a really smart guy. I think Jim's too smart. I think Jim tells the truth. I think this, and this is coming from somebody who's not in the league, I think if you tell the truth in the NFL, they'll make sure you don't work again. They don't want truth tellers. They want people to get along. You know what? I think the hardest thing about the NFL is they have a hard time differentiating loyalty from devotion. When you're devoted to somebody, when Muhammad Ali had Bundy Brown next to him, Bundy Brown was devoted to Muhammad. Even if Muhammad didn't run the 6 miles training session in the morning, Bundy would tell him he was the greatest, right? Loyal people tell you you're not doing good. Loyal people tell you the truth. In the NFL, a lot of these teams don't want loyal people. They want devoted people. They want you to tell them everything's going to be okay, right? They want you to tell them you're doing a good thing. I'm sure in the Lions organization right now, there's nobody telling those two guys, hey, this isn't really good. We need to change. This is how, you know, you need to really reevaluate, because that would be quote unquote disloyal. But that's not disloyal. That's being loyal. That's being devoted. And I think that's the biggest issue. And I think that's why Jim hasn't gotten another opportunity. There's no finer coach in the league than Jim. He did a good job there in Detroit.
My theory has always been that getting carried off the field here in Detroit when he was the defensive coordinator of the Bills rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one act did, but I mean, could you? I mean, look, you just hired a coach that had Roger Goodell as a clown on a shirt coming off a plane.
That's Dude. Right.
That's a fair point. Touche.
Hey, quickly speaking of the Patriots, the videotape deal. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's really nothing to it. I mean, Fox went crazy. They put it on the air like we were watching the Zapruder tape. I mean, seriously, what did they see? What could you see? I mean. As I know this, and I have four wonderful grandsons, and I would bet everything in my career, Belichick had nothing to do with this. This is completely Kraft Productions. And one thing about the Patriots football operation is a separate entity from everything else that goes on at Kraft Productions and Kraft Industries and Kraft All Paper, whatever. They had nothing to do with it. Now, I'm sure they're going to get fined, and well, they do, because they admitted they shouldn't have done that. That was a terrible mistake, and it's really the optics are incredibly bad. But I don't think it has anything to do with the football team.
Michael, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Anytime. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy, made for hardworking people. You can listen to Michael Lombardi and his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,